you've gone back to a state of certain madness, and you find it very hard to believe it's so. But the moment will arrive where you sing with joy and gladness, and the trappings of the dawn, they will let you go. Free from the great illusion, going where you belong. Free from the mass confusion, going on and on. Oh.
You're listening to Transatlantic Express on the House of Prog.
Don't gotta drive no money. is Mr. Frank Marino. From his album Juggernaut came in 1983, Ditch Queen. And you can see why, or hear why, highly regarded as a guitar player and a singer. That is the album Juggernaut. Of course, Frank, being a Montreal native, born and raised in Montreal, back in the day, he's been around quite a bit. He had a couple of hit singles in the 80s. You heard Ditch Queen, Maybe It's Time, Free, Stories of a Hero, Midnight Highway, and Strange Dreams. Strange Dreams was the hit from this album, at least in Canada anyway. Very popular in the UK, and one of the few Canadian performers I heard about before I came to Canada. And there's not many that make it kind of into the limelight in the UK. So he was born Francesco Antonio Marino in 1954 in Montreal. And he's retired now in 2021. He decided to give it up. And sadly, which is unfortunate, I never got to see him play. So the band he was with, Mahogany Rush, were, according to Wikipedia, moderately popular in the 70s. And I've got most of their albums, I think. Some of them are on the Canadian label, which is actually quite highly sought after. So I think it's the first album that originally was put out just in Canada, but was re-released. And he was on CBS for the longest time. Got dropped, just like Blue Oyster Cult, as we mentioned on last week's show. And so he played around as a solo performer, as well as with Mahogany Rush back in the day. And then he released Live at the Agora Theatre, which was something like a four-hour marathon that he played just about everything. And, he'd not played for a while, and then he went out. He was scheduled for a tour in 2020, and that was cancelled due to the pandemic, and then rescheduled for 2021, and then an undisclosed medical condition, it was done. And you, like I say, you got to get out when you can and get it done. Not that Frank never held back. He was definitely, he was active in the when he could be. And I've always admired Frank's guitar playing, his approach to his music. Get out there, get it done. And it's one of my favorite guitarists of all time. And the DVD that I got, the Blu-ray from his website directly, is amazing. And if you can still get a hold of it, I strongly suggest that you do. Some of it is on YouTube and just live at the Agora Theater. And it's absolutely amazing. It's an absolute marathon. You can see the band that he's with they just get tired out as the concert. It's on over four DVDs or something like that. Anyway, it's pretty amazing. So while you are listening to Juggernaut, which is Frank's 1983 album, we're going to continue. You are listening to Transatlantic Express on the House of Prague, but also on CJSF, Simon Fraser Radio, broadcasting at 90.1 FM in Burnaby, out to the Lower Mainland, generally speaking. So we're going to continue with more Canadian content. This is, you can't get more Canadian than Frank. This is a track by the name of For Your Love. Then we're going to play the title track, Juggernaut. And then we're going to wrap up the show with some music from me. Here's Mr. Frank Marino with Something to Say.